Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, what exactly has been the general response to the government's announcement of, I think it's $3.58 a day?
Very unsurprisingly, people are distraught, devastated, furious. The feedback we're getting from our members, which I can't probably share on radio because it's a bit explicit, is genuine outrage and fury. These are people who've been, holding it together through this pandemic, who've been doing everything they can for themselves, for their community. They've come together, they've helped the country through one of the worst crises, we've seen, and for their government to do this to them, to basically condemn them to a life of real sheer abject poverty here. Like we're talking now of going from a $40 a day job seeker rate to a $43.50 a day job seeker rate. It's absolutely devastating, and people are already questioning, wondering how they're going to feed themselves, house themselves, go to the dentist, get their mental health sorted, all these sorts of things that people have to think about now.
Absolutely. And another part of this increased rate is also reportedly stricter mutual obligations. Now, I know that mutual obligations were suspended during the pandemic, but now coming back stricter, especially with all the horror stories we've heard from Work for the Dole, what exactly does this stricter mutual obligations mean?
We don't actually know at the moment. This is one of the other horrible things about getting this news, is that so many millions of people's lives are really hanging in the balance. And so far, over the last week, over the last fortnight, all the information we've really gotten has been sort of drip fed through leaks to the media. So the government hasn't been upfront and open with people. So people are really scared. Right now, they're bracing for the very worst from mutual obligations. Australia has the toughest mutual obligation compliance program in the OECD. Many, as you sort of touched on, many job seekers have to do up to 50 hours a fortnight of free Work for the Dole labor to justify their $40-odd a day. It's really, really alarming to think what more the government can put on people, like what more hard hoops they're going to make people jump through for the most measly unemployment benefit in the OECD.
Absolutely. And I mean, AUWU has been quite vocal with hashtag 80 a day, a campaign pushing the government to raise the rate to $80 a day. And multiple studies and articles have kind of come out in support of this raise, with many saying it could actually save the government funds in other areas. So all this considered, why are we still seeing so little?
It's an ideological cruelty from this government. And they're about to face the press pack again today on this, and they're going to wheel out their usual rhetoric, aren't they? They basically believe poor people need to be starved in order to quote unquote motivate them into work. We've heard this from government and even opposition, sadly, too often. Many times, but before, they fundamentally don't believe that Social Security recipients have the right to a dignified income. They believe they have to be starved with a low job seeker rate, and also on top of that, bullied with hours and hours of mutual obligations into work. In normal economic times, this is really cruel. And even before the COVID crisis, we were jumping up and down about how cruel it is that people who are locked out of work shouldn't be treated that way. While we're still in COVID times, and while we're still in a pretty hefty unemployment crisis, this is actually madness. It's lunacy. It's not just cruelty, it's economic lunacy. We desperately need funds pumped into the economy, but instead the government's announcing today that they're going to rip out millions of dollars from some of the poorest areas in the country. People won't be able to spend, people won't be able to put fuel in their car, people won't be able to shop at local businesses. This is going to have this devastating impacts, not just for not just for the poor people who the government hates, but the broader community as a whole.
Of course. And I mean, like, you spoke about the opposition. I mean, it is a hot topic and one that's kind of ultimately a huge factor during elections, realistically. But both major parties generally kind of stay silent or are very vague when it comes to giving a clear stance on raising the rate. Now, I mean, Labor's kind of tiptoed around talking about it. Why do you think both major parties are so hesitant to have a clear stance on raising the rate to $80 a day?
Yeah, look, I think the government have a clear ideological opposition. Like, you know, we've campaigned and scratched and clawed at them for years and managed to get a few coins out of them. So I think their whole resistance to it and offering poor people a dignified, secure life, you know, is quite clear and evident. Labor's a little bit more complicated and almost more frustrating in a sense. They refuse to commit to a rate or a raise. Bill Shorten did before the last federal election. Now, leading into another federal election, they sort of vaguely say that we do need a raise, but they refuse to put a figure on it, which has made us and our members increasingly angry. You know, while the Liberals were sort of sequestered away in their offices, devising this new job seeker rate, it would have been very, very simple, we think, for the Labor Party to come out with their plan, to come out with a raise, hopefully somewhere in the ballpark of the poverty line, and put real, real pressure on the government. So a lot of people are asking, like how you're asking, why wouldn't they do this? I think there's a few reasons. I think it's fear from the Labor Party that they'll get dragged by the media, dragged by the government for being quote unquote, you know, economically irresponsible. So I think it's basic fear and cowardice on the part of the Labor Party. They don't really have the balls at the moment to stand up and be an actual opposition, which is incredibly frustrating when you consider like the community's on board with an $80 a day raise. Like it's us, it's GetUp, it's unions, it's all sorts of groups in the social sector are on board of this coalition, but they're so fearful of attack from the media, of attack from the government, even though that's meant to be their job to have this fight with them.
Yeah, you're not serving the government or the media, you're serving the people at the end of the day. I mean, realistically, you know, in a perfect world. So
that's the job. If like you can't just bear to cop it, why did you sign up to be a Labor politician, be in opposition? It's also so like devastating and like disappointing for, you know, people like our members, like people on like $40 a day, people with disabilities, people who like feel the brunt of like doll bashing from the media, who feel the brunt of like coalition attacks every day, and they don't even have a choice, while you're a Labor opposition leader on multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars per year, like too scared to stand in the fray for them. It really is pathetic. Anyway.
So last but certainly not least, you and many other members of AUWU and just many people on the dole have shared their experiences with living on JobSeeker, the Disability Support Pension and other forms of welfare payments, all kind of echoing similar issues of the rate just not being enough to survive. So how would $80 a day change the life of the average person on the dole?
We kind of got a hint and a taste of how that changed people's lives. So the $80 a day ask came from, you know, when the government last year temporarily raised income support, at least JobSeeker, to the poverty line, around about which is $80 a day. And what we saw immediately was a huge lift in standard of living. You know, so we run a free advocacy hotline, and we're always in touch with our members. And, you know, we heard all sorts of things. Like, I heard from single mum saying that, you know, Jeremy, I, you know, was able to buy, you know, my kids like firsthand clothing for the first time in their lives. We heard from a lot of people that they were able to buy fresh fruit and vegetables on that kind of like poverty line income for the first time in years, you know, on what we call, or what we used to call, the New Start diet. It was, you know, very common for people just to live on, you know, two minute noodles, nothing really fresh. A big one we heard with the extra money is people could afford to go and get much needed dental work as well, which is just something, you know, going to the dentist is practically unaffordable for people on Social Security. You know, we also know that a quarter of the people roughly on JobSeeker have some sort of mental or physical disability. So we also found for those folks, the ease of mutual obligation, as well as a raise, that raise to the poverty line, you know, took so much stress and mental anguish away from them, and also enabled them to buy the things that they need, you know, for their more complicated needs. Like, I remember talking to someone during that period who was able to get themselves a modified wheelchair with the extra job seeker boost. So we have this taste. We sort of know what happened for people. So this $80 a day had this huge positive impact on their lives. We also saw the huge positive impact it had on the economy, which made groups we didn't expect, like the Retailers Association, come out and support a big increase to JobSeeker. So yeah, we can't underestimate that. You know, bringing it to $80 a day would change people's lives. Bringing it to $43.50 a day is going to destroy people's lives.
Absolutely. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's been really, really great talking about this.
Pleasure. Thank you.